Shalom, everybody! In this week's Parsha, the Torah describes the mitzvah of lending money to a fellow Jew. The Torah says in Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Dalid, Im Kesef Talveh Es Ami, etc. And if we read this Pasuk literally, the Torah says, Im Kesef Talveh Es Ami, if you lend money to my nation, to the poor people among my nation. And then the Torah continues to tell us how to lend and how not to lend, how to collect your debt and how not to collect your debt. But that cannot be what the Torah is saying. The Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, in his Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Saseh Kuf Tzadi Zayin, number 197, the Rambam says that this pasuk represents a mitzvah min haTorah. The Sefer HaChinuch also. The Sefer HaChinuch was written in the 13th century by a student of the Ramban. We're not sure who wrote it, but we do know when he wrote it. In any case, the Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Samach Vav, number 66, the Sefer HaChinuch says the same thing, and they quote the Gemara, and they quote the Medrash, and they all say that there's a mitzvah min haTorah to lend money to someone who needs money. It's a separate mitzvah from giving tzedakah. It's lending people money. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says exactly that on our pasuk. He says what everyone else says, quoting the Medrash. He says, and the Medrash says, that every time you see the word im in the Torah, it means if, except in three places. In three places, and one of those places is our pasuk, in three places the word im means when and not if. And therefore our pasuk, im kesef talveh es ami, does not mean if you lend money, but rather when you lend money. However, if that's what the Torah means, why would the Torah use an expression which usually means if? Why not just remove the word im and say it as a command? Kesef talveh es ami. And this question is asked by many mefarshim. One explanation is given by the Orach Chaim, Rav Chaim ben Attar, who died in 1743, and he says the following beautiful idea. We believe firmly and from the bottom of our heart that Hashem takes care of every living thing, masbia l'chol chai ratzon. Every living creature is given everything they need. Everything, period. However, sometimes, for a variety of reasons that only Hashem himself knows, sometimes some people have to work harder to get what they need, or they have to get what they need indirectly, not directly from Hashem. Some people receive it in an honorable way. Some people receive their parnasa from other people in a much more difficult way, like by needing tzedakah or needing a loan. We don't know all the reasons. Only Hashem knows all the calculations. But we believe everyone gets exactly what they need. And therefore, with that belief in mind, the Orach Chaim says that that's what our pasuk means. Im kesef talveh es ami. If you become aware that you have more money than you need for your personal requirements, then it is clear that the excess really belongs to someone else. And whose money is that really? That's the next words in the pasuk. Es ha'ani imach. The money belongs to the poor among you. It's not yours. It's theirs. You're just holding on to their money. You're lending them money, but the Torah's choice of language teaches us the proper way not only to lend money to people who need it, but to instill within us a proper perspective for money and possessions in the first place. It's not your money. You're holding their money. And the Orach Chaim says that that attitude is reflected in the rest of the pasuk also. The Torah says that after telling us, you know, you're holding on to their money and you're lending it to them, the Torah says, lo sihye lo kinoshe. You shall not act kinoshe, like a creditor. Rashi understands these words to mean that when you lend someone money, you may not forcibly demand the debt. You may not use undue force to collect your money. But the simple explanation of the pasuk is incredible. I lend someone money, and yet, lo siye lo kenosha, you shall not act like a creditor. Why not? I lent them the money. I'm a lender. I'm a creditor. The answer is yes, you are a creditor, but you may not act like a creditor. You lent him money, but all you did was really was holding on to his money for a while, and now he's asking for his money back. Yes, you're a lender, but don't act like one. Not only that, but the Orach Chaim goes one step further. The pasuk calls a creditor a noshe. And the Orach Chaim says that the word noshe comes from the word nisi'ut, which means acting in a superior manner, a superior status or posture. And with this word, the Torah reminds us reminds the lender that what he or she lends to the poor was actually the property of the poor person in the first place. How can the noshe, how can the lender act with nisiyut, with this high status, we're not doing anything other than returning that which is all the other person's in the first place? And finally, that's why the pasuk ends with the isser of collecting interest. Of course you can't collect interest on something that you're returning to its owner. It's theirs. It's not yours. And this idea of the Or HaChaim puts everything we own in perspective, into proper and healthy perspective. Everything we own is given to us by Hashem. Some of what we own is ours to use in the service of Hashem, and some of what we own is not ours. We're just temporary guardians until the rightful owner comes back. And with all that in mind, we will never look at lending money and giving tzedakah and lending other resources in the same way ever again. Have an amazing day, everyone.